finished since October the 7th, virtually every single day for decades. Israel occupies Palestinian land against international law. Israel blockades Palestinian territory against international law. Israel builds and expands illegal settlements against international law. Israel enforces an apartheid system that restricts the movements of Palestinians and denies their fundamental rights against international law. And Israel regularly and systematically attacks and kills Palestinian civilians against international law. So the question that must be answered by all of us in political life is this: how does the world respond to flagrant abuses of international law? When it comes to the horrendous war crimes of Hamas, the response was very clear and very consistent. World leaders queued up to say Israel has the right to defend itself. One after another repeated the words, the great and the good, including our government, Israel has the right to defend itself. Repeated in statement after statement, tweet after tweet, despite the full knowledge that those words had become contaminated. The words Israel has the right to defend itself means in practice that Israel takes that right as license to bombard civilians, to bomb schools, hospitals and other civilian infrastructure. And it has now been taken as license to enforce the displacement of 1 million people from one end of an open air prison to another, to deny food, energy, medical supplies to a besieged civilian population, to actually deny them water, to ensure that children, the sick, the disabled, the elderly will literally die of thirst. Israel has the right to defend itself has now become cover for Israel has the right to commit genocide right in front of our eyes. How come we never hear the words Palestine has the right to defend itself? Not when a humanitarian flotilla bringing essential supplies to Gaza is met with a military assault and the murder by Israel of 9 unarmed activists. Not when Palestinians march in peaceful protest against illegal blockade and are met again with a military assault and the murder of 300 of them. Not after the countless bombings of Gaza by Israeli forces. Not even when Israel targeted and murdered 4 little Palestinian boys playing football on a beach. And not when Palestinians were dragged from their homes and forced to watch as those homes are destroyed to allow for new illegal Israeli settlements on lands that are clearly defined in international law as part of Palestine. And not after the countless offensive attacks by Israel against the people of Gaza or the West Bank have we or any heard anybody in this house or any Western leader utter the words Palestine has the right to defend itself. And why not? And by the way, I'm not asking you to say those words, and in fact it's just as well you don't. Because we all know that the people of Palestine can't defend themselves. Not against one of the most powerful military forces in the world that is backed up by even more powerful military forces. The truth is that the people of Palestine, just like the innocent people of Israel, don't need the international community to tell them that their leaders have the right to inflict more bombings, more pain, more suffering. They need the international community to say stop. To say release the hostages, to say stop the bombings, the siege, the slaughter. They need the international community to tell Israel to stop the blockade, stop the apartheid, stop the annexation, to stop the genocide. And they need countries, Turkish, to lead the way. And Ireland should be one of those countries that leads the way. We know colonialism, we know oppression, we know conflict. But we also know conflict resolution. We know peace building, we know nation building. And because of what we know, what our history has taught us, our call tonight must be clear. Immediate, and unequivocal ceasefires and a decisive international intervention that leads to negotiations and to a lasting and just peace settlement and to at long last to a free, sovereign and independent Palestine.
To open the Rafah crossing into Egypt and others had to stay behind.
My two little children are Jordanians. I'm not. I've applied for citizenship. Their names are on the list. Mine's not. They're asking me to separate from my little children, 2 years old and 3 years old. How am I going to leave them?
My kids are there.
It's been horrifying. Horrible. My little brother has a condition. He ran out of medicine and he's suffering repeated seizures and has many complications.
I have a sign that's unhappy. forcing the hospitals to operate in under extremely unusual conditions. The airstrikes continue to pound the Gaza Strip everywhere, but mainly concentrated right now in the center of Gaza City, Nasser Road or Nasser neighborhood. It's a road that connecting the northern part, the edge of the northern part of Gaza Strip to Gaza City, and also from the east, Tel Aviv Road, the 30th road connecting a densely populated system. But we heard earlier today, the major power generators has been completely shut down. It's out of service, and the hospital is running on subordinate small power generators. But these power generators are not enough. They're only going to work for just a limited period of time, and as soon as they are off because of lack of fuel, the hospital will just turn into a standing facility with no medical services whatsoever. This is the fear that thousands of people have inside the hospital.